Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains in you, and I will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live, and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There are certain people that have a real gift for language, and they can pick up a foreign language quite quickly and become fluent. Well, I took 2 years of German in high school. I can count to 100 and say good day. Other than that, not so much. But I thought I'd give it a second chance. So as I began my seminary studies, I had an easy semester, so I decided to take a Spanish class. Well, I learned how to find a bathroom, how to order a beer. Other than that, not so much. Well, on one particular occasion, I was able to order a beer. And after I did, a friend of mine who actually happened to be from Spain ordered a beer. And I was shocked because I ordered a cerveza and he ordered a cerveza. And I thought, oh my God, I got it all wrong. I didn't learn very well. But then after a few questions, I found out that there was a difference between the Spanish that's spoken in Mexico and Central America and the Spanish that's spoken in Spain. The reason being, and I don't have all the details of it, but there was a king who had a lisp. And before you knew it, everybody picked up that lisp, so they speak Spanish that way. That king remained in his people. Well, here we have Jesus telling us to not fret when he ascends to the Father, but that he would remain in us, and we would remain in him. And it's not that dissimilar to that king remaining in the people of Spain. Because Jesus exists in us so that we can have a part of him in us. And it's that part of Jesus that exists in each one of us that allows us to do some things that are truly amazing. That gives us the potential to love unconditionally, to forgive freely, and to be generous beyond our own abilities. Because on our own, all of those things are pretty close to impossible. On my own, I only love if somebody loves me back. On my own, I don't want to forgive. I want to hold on to grudges.
on my own, I want to hoard more things for myself rather than be generous with those things that have been given to me. But Jesus remains in me, and he remains in you, which gives us a powerful gift that we share with one another. The actual ability to make God present to one another and to allow God, who can feel invisible, to be visible in the lives of his people, the living body of Christ that's gathered here right now. Jesus truly does remain in us, and we remain in him, forever connected, forever loved.